Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Tell me that you're working with the drug cartels without telling me that you're working with the drug cartels. Or tell me that you have a close relative that you know is working with the drug cartels without telling me that you have a close relative that is working with the drug cartels. I'm afraid I'm going to be deported. Oh, no. Trump's deporting illegal aliens. I live on a reservation in Montana. I'm afraid I'm going to be deported. Once again, tell me that you're working with the drug cartels without telling me that you're working with the drug cartels. Did you guys see the sensationalistic reporting from some in the Montana media? Boy, they couldn't even wait a week to start trying to undermine President Donald J. Trump and Border Czar Tom Homan with sensationalistic news stories. Native Americans are afraid they're going to be deported. Oh, for Pete's sake, give me a freaking break. That was my headline. I think I was still down in Las Vegas for the SHOT Show, and I'm seeing these headlines, and I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? Look, I don't fault tribal leaders that are saying, hey, look, folks, if you're worried about the sensationalistic news headlines out there where people are trying to get you all freaked out that somehow you're going to get deported, well, carry your ID card. Everybody's got tribal ID cards, right? Okay, well, just make sure you're carrying a tribal ID card. I don't fault a chairman for putting out that information. Yeah, carry your ID card. Cool. Now, apparently, it's really hard to carry an ID card when elections come around because according to, the liberal media and the Montana Democrat Party, they constantly say that black people and Native Americans don't know how to carry an ID card or don't know how to get an ID card. But the chairman of, one of the tribes says, yeah, just carry your ID card if you're worried. But the bottom line is this. Look, if you're Native American, there's no reason to worry about being deported. There's no plans to deport Native Americans. In fact, what the Trump administration is doing right now is standing up for American treaty obligations with your tribe, with your tribal nation. There are treaty obligations that say that the U.S. government has a treaty obligation to defend your borders. Your same borders that have been invaded by illegal aliens and drug cartel operatives that have been killing your own people. And so what Donald Trump doing is fulfilling those treaty obligations to you and fulfilling his obligations to stand up and defend the United States of America. But look at the way the liberal media tries to undermine them. Yeah, these folks, when the cartels were killing people on the reservations and tribal leaders spoke out, the liberal media in Montana, they downplayed the story or they outright ignored the stories. And now they scream, people are scared they'll be deported. It's so stinking predictable, isn't it? All right, we got a lot to talk about here on Monday's Montana Talks. Phone lines are open for you, plus my conversation with Josh Smith from the Montana Knife Company.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, I want to talk more about this story. When cartels were killing people on the reservations and tribal leaders spoke out, the media downplayed those stories or outright ignored those stories. But yet, look at their sensationalistic coverage trying to undermine the Trump administration as they work to secure this country. Talk more about that. Plus, I've got reactions from Senator Steve Daines and Senator Tim Sheehy, who also started calling out this BS and sensationalism right out the gates. But first, you know, we had so much content and so many great people that we caught up with last week. We weren't able to share it all here on our statewide show. A week ago Tuesday, the day after President Trump was sworn in as the 47th president of the United States, of course, I was on Capitol Hill. We did a live show from Congressman Ryan Zinke's office. And here is one of the conversations that I wanted to share with you in our statewide show. But man, then we were in Vegas and the time just flew by. So here it is.
Josh Smith with the Montana Knife Company. Man, you're like an international celebrity now. So you were there up close at the Commander-in-Chief ball last night. President Trump doing the YMCA dance. Anyway, great to see you.
Yeah, great to see you. And it's an honor to be on. It's a new dawn this morning with new president. So it's quite an honor. But yeah, the ball was really cool last night, and we got to watch him do the YMCA dance with a sword in his hand, of all things. So it was really cool.
Yeah, he had the big, you could see the military members. I don't know if they were the official military band or what, yeah. You know, and he has this big, you know, sword and the cake in front of him with a plane, yeah. And he's swinging the sword around, and you were like, what, 50 feet from him?
Yeah, probably 100 feet from him or so, but he had that sword, and he's a showman. I've seen him a couple times in person, and he's just he knows how to work a crowd.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and you've gotten to be really good friends with Donald Trump Jr. over the years. I can't believe this is your first ever trip to Washington, D.C.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm kind of a Montana guy. It's the first time here, but it's really cool. And yeah, we are friends with Jr. He's really a great person. He came and stayed at our house this last summer, and Just a great guy, and man, how often do you get to know the president's son? It's pretty cool.
You know, I ran into Kirk Stovall, a rancher, you know, out of the Billings-Hardin area, and I was here 24 years ago with his folks. They rode in the inaugural parade back then for George W. Bush, and he said the same thing. It's like, you know, it's like he always remembers his parents being here. Now he's got his young kids with him, and these are once-in-a-lifetime opportunities, especially for somebody like you who is good friends with the son of the president of the United States, and not just any president, Donald J. Trump.
Yeah, the right president. Yeah, no, and it's surreal because, you know, we only just started this company a few years ago. And, you know, I grew up in Lincoln, Montana. My dad is, you know, owns an excavation business, just blue collar stuff. And, you know, to be here and get to be kind of around this and see it, it's just historic and very, very, I feel very honored to be here for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. You talk about blue collars. Pretty cool. Garrett, who works for Congressman Zinke, got me into the office here earlier this morning. We're actually broadcasting live from Congressman Zinke's official House office building here in the Cannon House office building. But yeah, Garrett, he's like, oh, my dad listens to you every morning. He drives truck there out of Corvallis, Stevensville areas. It listens to you every morning. It's like, how cool is that? You got, you know, good, real Montana kids here and that good blue collar background representing on Capitol Hill. All right, I got to take a quick break here. We'll be back with Josh Smith from the Montana Knife Company. I first got to run into him at UFC 300 in Las Vegas. Basically, I think March or April of last year, an incredible group of Montanans were down there. So if you're celebrity spotting in Vegas or in Washington, Josh Smith is one of the guys to look out for. Stand by. We'll be back right after this. Josh Smith, the Montana Knife Company. We've had the honor of having you on the radio show before, talking more about, you know, MKC, but, you know, such a well-known brand now. What else do you want to just tell Montanans? President Trump's inauguration speech yesterday, hanging out with Donald Trump Jr., being here in Washington, just taking it all in.
Yeah, we actually put on a luncheon on Saturday, and it was to celebrate American manufacturing. And I don't think people, I know I didn't really know how critical, our federal government and the policies really are, even to us Montanans. And, you know, running a company, hiring 80 people in the last 3 years, I've really gotten to see firsthand what our policies of our lawmakers really mean to small business. And everybody talks about the big corporations and corporate taxes and all this stuff, but people don't understand. I guarantee you 90% of the ranches in Montana are corporations. mom and pop start corporations. It helps with liability.
Or LLCs, whatever.
LLCs,
yeah.
S-corps, C-corps. So, it's critical that we have the right people in office now, and especially we're making everything in America. We're making, you know, as much as we can in Montana, and the rest of our processes are done around the U.S., and these policies really matter.
Well, I can imagine your business with the high quality knives that you build, and you basically started out of your garage, and now you're known, you know, all over the country. Yeah. Andy Stumpf, former Navy SEAL, he's had you on his podcast a lot. Actually, you were with him down at UFC 300 last year, so that was cool seeing a couple of Montana guys there. But I'll bet even just like what the business equipment taxes used to be in Montana, I couldn't imagine what some of the equipment you have is worth and what you otherwise would have been taxed on had we not started to do away with more of these business equipment taxes.
Yeah, the business equipment taxes, and then just the taxes in general you pay that really stunt your growth for a little while. We're in such a growth phase. We have so much potential, but when you pay those big, heavy tax bills, it just stops you dead in the water for a while you recover.
All right, more to follow. I've got just a few minutes left of this conversation with Josh Smith from the Montana Knife Company, and then we'll get into your phone calls and more. 406-294-0970. Back right after this.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, just a few minutes left of our conversation here with Josh Smith from the Montana Knife Company. And then we'll get to your phone calls. If you want to call in and get in the queue right now, you could be first up, 406-294-0970. But, yeah, we were talking with Josh Smith from the Montana Knife Company when I caught up with him early in the morning last week on Capitol Hill. He was first ever trip to Washington. He's good friends with Donald Trump Jr., so he really had a front row seat to history. And it was great catching up with him. We were talking about, though, how lower taxes coming out of Helena, lower taxes coming out of Washington, D.C., how good that is for business and how excited he is as a growing small business owner here in Montana.
And, so I'm very excited to see what's going to happen. Also, these tariffs on stuff from overseas. If you're running your business in America, if you're making your thing, you know, your products in Montana or in the U.S., you don't have to worry about those tariffs. So it's
That's pretty cool.
And we're so excited to be hiring so many Montanans. You know, when we have this new building done that we're building, you know, we're probably going to hire 100 more people. So it's cool to be able to support our local community so much as well.
And what I love about that as a veteran, you know, now a lot of my friends that I, you know, maybe went to ROTC with at the University of Montana some 20, you know, plus years ago, they're now starting to retire out of the military. And they're like, man, what do I do? How cool if these guys were like, wait a minute, the Montana Knife Company is hiring people.
Yeah.
And I could come back home to Montana and work for an incredible company like that. Man, it's stuff like when Bristol Defense set up their ammo manufacturing facility in Glendive. It's like, this is great. That's the type of business that Montanans want to work for.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we're proud of that. And we actually want to be able to try to keep some of our kids at home. And as expensive as things have gotten with people moving into our state, we're going to need to have good jobs to try to, you know, I have kids, you know, I have four kids from the age of 20 down to 15, you know, and I don't know how those kids are going to be able to stay in our state if we don't have good jobs, you know. And so we're proud to be a positive part of that for sure.
So we talked about the commander in chief's ball last night. You were, you know, very close to President Trump while he was doing the dance last night. Yeah. What was the other, any other cool things you've seen, funniest thing you've seen, coolest thing you've seen in your time here for the inauguration?
You know, we really got to hang out with a lot of really cool people. You know, the party that we put on, the luncheon we put on Saturday, and this shows you the kind of people these guys are. We sent out a bunch of invitations. Trump Jr. actually came to it, hung out for a half hour at our party. And it was to celebrate American manufacturing. Tulsi Gabbard came. She's an amazing human. She came to Montana last year and stayed with us for, we went to Bozeman and stayed together for 3 days and did a shooting competition. She can shoot a gun like crazy. And then we were around a bunch of cool people last night. Patrick Payne, Medal of Honor recipient, gave a speech there. And I actually know him. He came up and grabbed me by the shoulders and said hi afterwards. Bo Nickel, the UFC fighter.
Oh, yeah.
Got to see.
He's the wrestler from like. From North Dakota or Iowa, Penn State. Okay.
And then it was cool. We got to see Marcus Luttrell. I know him, the Lone Survivor.
Yeah.
Chad Robichaud, Tim Kennedy, a bunch of these different guys. So we just got to really be around an incredible group of people for sure.
I first got to hear Chad Robichaud speak. He spoke to like a Republican women's group in Bozeman. Kyle, probably back in 2015 or 2016. It's incredible what he does for his fellow veterans with this faith-based rants, yeah, basically to help veterans struggling with PTSD, and he's pretty outspoken too.
He does, and he wrote an amazing book called Saving Aziz, and it was an interpreter that they got out of Afghanistan that they used while they were over there. And actually, Aziz was at our event as well, so it was kind of cool to meet him. And you know, those interpreters really saved a lot of our guys' lives over there. So,
yeah. I listened to Senator Tim Sheehy on the Sean Ryan show.
Yeah.
And he was talking about one of the Afghan jet pilots that they pulled out of Afghanistan who's now fighting fires in America.
Yeah.
Just incredible story.
Yeah, it's really cool. Tim is another guy that came to our party and, again, just a great human. I texted him a couple days before our groundbreaking ceremony this last fall for our new building there at the former Stockyards. And he changed his schedule up and came right to our deal and did our actual introduction speech there. So just a great guy.
That's great. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. And a full conversation with Josh Smith from the Montana Knife Company. You can find it on our Montana Talks podcast. So, yeah, that audio and much more if you missed any of our coverage from Capitol Hill less than a week ago, and three full days of SHOT Show coverage. We just like the group that Josh Smith was talking about running into at President Trump's inauguration of these just incredible American patriots and entrepreneurs. Same thing in Las Vegas, 3 days in a row. Just incredible, all the people we got a chance to catch up with. All right, well, we're also looking forward to catching up with you. You know, we had some great shows last week, but, you know, the best part of the show is taking your phone calls and giving you a chance to be heard all across Montana. We've got the phone lines open right now, 406-294-0970. And as Josh Smith was talking about Senator Tim Sheehy there, that reminds me, I want to get back to this story where here you go. You're already seeing the sensationalistic news coverage, not just from the liberal media here in Montana, but elsewhere across the country, where they're trying to undermine President Trump's efforts to secure America, to secure our borders, and get these criminal illegal aliens out of here. And so you're seeing the sensationalistic coverage in the media already. Before we get to that, though, let's get to you and your calls, 406-294-0970. Chris in Columbia Falls, next up. Chris, great to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Okay.
You're beeping your phone, so just careful. You're beeping your phone there. All right, go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, you know, there's one thing that is very telling here. And this gentleman is right on, because if you straighten out and take care of all the small stuff, then people are going to have money. They're going to have money, extra money, to buy these resources from so many businesses that are in Montana. And one that we failed miserably on, and if you look down there, what does California fires have to do with us? Well, it should have been started weeks ago, and that's getting the resources, the timber, the lumber turned into building material. It should have been done weeks ago from even places like here in Kelsville, Montana. And why? Because it will help us when we start putting out this forest wisely and turn it into building materials and ship to L.A., so these people can start building their homes again.
Yeah.
So you need to understand that we were a resource, and that was one of the biggest resources in Montana that we have, and we've destroyed it. You don't want me to start to show you how poorly the Forest Service has managed their forests since the 90s. They destroyed it.
That's what Tim Sheehy talked about in this Sean Ryan podcast. I don't know if you heard that at all, Chris, but he was, you know, pointing out all the timber mills that we've lost just in Montana over the past few decades alone. And you and I know it's because of these liberal federal judges and the abuse of the Endangered Species Act and so much more. But they've destroyed our timber industry. And then look at California. I mean, President Trump has to go there and basically, you know, poke these local officials in the chest to say, let these people get to their homes. Let them clean out the hazardous waste. Let them start the rebuilding process. And he has to go there and force these local officials to do the common sense thing. But then you raise the point, where are they going to get the materials from? Over 10,000 homes destroyed in Los Angeles, over 100,000 structures lost in, you know, North Carolina from the hurricane. And, you know, we've got to revitalize American industry across the board.
Well, I helped build the track hold developments back in the 60s. And certainly, you know, I have a lot of knowledge of an understanding of how to build those houses and build them fast and build them now. They built them so fast, I had to go in and restructure a lot of the homes, the buildings down there. So you can do it. All I need is to put the things, the resources back in the right spot. We're a resource state, and that's one of the major things that we have. And by thinning out the forests up here in Montana, Kalispell, we'll be doing all you folks a favor.
But that's right. And reducing the fire threat, it's good for jobs, it's good for revenue, it's good for communities. Then you get more kids, you know, filling those classrooms in those local schools, especially in rural Montana where they're, you know, so needed right now in particular. It just makes sense. Yeah. Speaking of President Trump being down in California, since Chris brought it up, here's President Trump talking about basically just getting government out of the way.
Because we're going to essentially waive all federal permits. We're going to have you go very quickly because a federal permit can take 10 years. We're not going to do that. We don't want to take 10 days. So we're declaring this a national emergency. By doing that, I can give you immediate permits. I'd ask that the local permitting process be the same. Some of the people were saying they're going to be forced to wait 18 months for their permits, and I don't think you're going to do that. I can't imagine that. So they are literally in a position right now they'd like to start tonight, and they'll clean their site, they'll do everything. They just want to start, and they were very concerned with the 18 months, so I'm sure you can get it down to, I would say, not even 18 days. They are ready, Mayor, they are ready to start.
All right, there you go. And that was from the Trump War Room via X. And, you know, the L.A. mayor was trying to say, oh, yeah, we're letting people in. Well, no, you're not. President Trump told her. I've just talked with members of 8 different housing groups here, you know, neighborhood groups here. And they're saying you won't even let them in to clean out the mess. And then now, because now they're worried, you know, first you have the fires. Now they're worried now that they get moisture, now that they get rain, that you get the mudslides, and then the rain just kind of washes all that hazardous material into who knows where. And President Trump's like, let them in. Make it happen right now. And then to see Gavin Newsom just kind of groveling at the feet of President Trump as well. But, you know, Chris, you're exactly right. We've got to revitalize American industry across the board. Let's get those mines near Libby up and running as well.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordland.
On Friday, a bullish January 1st cattle on feed report released by USDA. Data shows that on the first of the year, 11.8 million head of cattle were in feedlots, 1% below January 1st of 2024. As for placements of cattle into feedlots, that number 3% below last year at 1.64 million head. As for marketings of cattle, 1% above last year at 1.74 million head. That, of course, is highly bullish and adds on to the record-setting amounts of the cash cattle market seen this past week. Now, I know we don't talk a lot about the cash cattle markets on this report, but we saw the northern dress cattle last week $6 to $8 higher, while southern live trade was $5 higher. That live trade marking $210 a hundredweight for fat cattle. Dressed and hanging on the rail, as I mentioned, $6 to $8 higher at $328 to $330. What is evident is the packers need cattle, and they are paying big dollars to acquire them. Speaking of livestock markets, a steady trend was seen at Dillon Livestock Auction last week with just under 1,000 head selling. 3 to 5 year old bred cows are priced at $26.50 all the way up to $3,175. I'm Wayne Northland.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see here. Yeah, I want to get back to this story. People are scared. Fort Peck Tribal Chair urges members to carry IDs to avoid deportation. The Missoulian, the liberal Lee newspapers, just ran with a totally sensationalized story. Sensationalized headline. People are scared they're going to be deported. Look, the only people who should be scared they're going to be deported are the criminal illegal aliens and the drug cartel operatives that have been killing Native Americans and every other ethnic category for that matter, but at higher rates and at higher numbers on our reservations. Oh, but the liberal Lee newspapers, they sure downplayed the heck out of that story throughout the 2024 elections. And before that, they were constantly downplaying the impact of the Mexican drug cartels targeting Native Americans. There were so many so-called news outlets that never even did a story about the fact that you had the chairman from Fort Belknap go after the former Democrat senator from Montana for he and the Biden administration for refusing to provide federal law enforcement resources to tribal nations here in Montana, to our reservations here in Montana. No, they sure didn't want to talk about that story that was published in The Hill, a prominent Washington, D.C. publication. But yet, look at the way they rush with this sensationalistic headline to try to whip people up into a frenzy to try to undermine efforts to secure this country. We'll talk more about that story here in just a second, but phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970. We've got Jim in Great Falls next up. Jim, good to hear from you.
Hey there, stranger. You've been on quite a walkabout.
Holy cow, it's good to be home. It's good to be back in studio.
Well, being you're talking about I'm stirring everything up this morning, I looked out the window and I see this strange car coming up the road, and I'm out in the middle of nowhere here north of Belt. And I was like, wow, that's kind of strange out here. And we got the Culligan guys to come do some work over here, and it's going to take two of them. Well, I look the other way to see that car going, and the two Culligan guys are standing up there, must be taking a coffee break. The car goes by, so I asked them to get down here if they seen who that car was, because that's a dead end down there. They said, yeah, we looked at each other and like, whoa, we didn't expect that. And here was a Mexican guy completely face tattooed over with some chick with him. And it was like, whoa, wait a minute. What are they doing down here? This is not in the neighborhood. So anybody in the Belt, Great Falls area, you see a pretty nice, from a distance, maroon, candy apple colored car anyway, take a look-see, because it's got the ants have left the pile and they are wandering around. Mr. Holman, hurry up and get to Montana and scoop them up here. I hear that the Metra said you can camp them out there while they wait for their airplane, and if they don't want to let their planes land in their countries, put a parachute on their back and they'll jump and be home soon.
GPS guided parachute. You can send them right to their home village, right? Yeah. Hey, did you hear, by the way, speaking of suspicious vehicle reports, did you hear what a radio station in San Francisco did? I don't know if you heard about this story. So let me see. It's in my stack of stuff here somewhere. I know I tweeted out. So there's a radio station in San Francisco I'm trying to. Here we go. Andy Ngo is this guy on X, and he's basically an investigative reporter who's documented these Antifa activists. He's documented these radical left-wing transgender activists. At around 6:05 p.m. Pacific time, KCBS Radio, a prominent Bay Area radio station, reported live the vehicle descriptions of three alleged undercover ICE vehicles in East San Jose, an area with violent Latino migrant gang activity. The information put the law enforcement officers at serious risk while an operation was ongoing targeting violent criminal foreign nationals. So here you have a radio station in San Francisco that is aiding, abetting criminal illegal aliens over the airwaves. I mean, and doing that to apparently Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers.
Well, I didn't see that as I finally stuck my head out of the sand and got on X and a little bit overwhelmed with what's out there. But I believe that everybody better go to who their advertisers are. And anybody that does that kind of crap, they need to pay the price through money and take away their advertisement and, you know, negative whatever it is, because that's ridiculous that people can't understand what has happened to our country and such a negative effect of all these illegals. And I've seen an interview of a guy in Minneapolis or Minnesota over there, and he is selling land, and he's from Middle East, and there's 50,000 of his people lives there, and he's worried about being deported. Well, wait a minute. If he's selling real estate, making money, speaks good English, hasn't he had time to go down and fill out the paperwork? That's the whole point. You don't see any of these people talking about. You have the time. You're here. You go down and do the paperwork. If you've neglected to do that, then it's your own stinking fault. Goodbye.
Yeah,
let the door hit you in your ass on the way out.
Yeah, we know what happens to us as Americans if you don't fill out the required paperwork of governments locally, state, or nationally as well, right? All right, Jim in Great Falls. Hey, by the way, yeah, I saw you're on X now, formerly known as Twitter. Is it what's your at? Is it Jim in Great Falls? Something like that.
Yep, Jim at Great Falls. Yeah, it's kind of interesting to see some of that stuff, and everybody puts such neat posts out that you don't have the ability to see or do, so it's kind of a neat way to go and repost things, and I like a lot of the stuff you repost. It really gets you connected out there in a hurry on what's going on and help share to other people. As I'm visiting with the Culligan guy over here, and I went off on my soapbox on a bunch of things, and at the end, I go, have you heard any of that? And he's like, no, and I said, man, you've got to get your head out of the sand, because it's going to come up and spank you, and butt real quick.
It's crazy how little news is in the news anymore, and even from the Montana stuff, the amount of information you can get on you know, platforms like X. Well, kind of like here, like, you know, talk radio. I joke that talk radio is the original social media platform. It's where people can get on a microphone or call their local radio station and say, hey, FYI, we got a fire over here, or we got a this over there, or we got somebody in need over here, and get that information out to everybody across the community. So Jim in Great Falls, great to hear from you. And hey, while you're out there near Belts, say hey to the Culligan man for us. Hey, Culligan man. Hey, Culligan man. What was that vehicle screaming down the road? Jim in Great Falls is on it. So I had to go to, speaking of X, I wanted to go on their social, or their, they've got an AI tool now that's embedded into X, which is Elon Musk's social media platform. Because I had seen some people commenting on this. So KCBS, that radio station in San Francisco that gave out the apparent undercover vehicles of our undercover ICE agents over the air. Well, according to several websites, looks like Bloomberg and some others here, as I use the Grok AI tool, KCBS Radio is part of Odyssey, which has been significantly influenced by an investment from, ding, 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 George Soros. Now, John Jackson, the Joker from X, can probably fill us in tomorrow with more details, but isn't there a federal law against aiding and abetting these criminals? Seems like the number one criminal aiding and abetting these criminals is George Soros. Seems like he needs to be held accountable immediately. All right, here we go. So back to this story, the liberal media trying to whip people up into a frenzy. People are scared. Tribal members are afraid they're going to be deported. Well, look, unless you're an illegal alien, you have no reason to be deported. The moment I saw that story, I think I was still down in Las Vegas at the SHOT Show, and I'm like, oh, for Pete's sake, give me a break. This is just the most absurd storyline yet. Here was the tweet from Montana's Senator Tim Sheehy. I think this came out on Saturday. He said this: recent reports that members of tribal nations are being targeted for deportation as part of the Trump administration's efforts to secure our border are false, misleading, and only serve to create unnecessary chaos. President Trump has announced no plans to deport Native Americans. Like I said, this is just one of the most absurd storylines that some in the liberal Montana media are trying to push. Montana's Senator Steve Daines also said this: false news reports that the Trump administration is targeting Montana tribes for deportation are absurd. President Trump is not deporting Native Americans. I mean, I remember, look, on this very radio show and on our Montana Talks website, you can go find news story after news story after news story, commentary after commentary, commentary that I wrote featuring tribal leaders here in Montana saying that, hey, missing and murdered indigenous women, the drug cartels are a part of that crisis. They're targeting Native American women. And yet, look at how many times the liberal media downplayed that story in Montana, but then they run with this fake controversy.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, one more thing here, then we'll get back to your phone calls. By the way, phone lines are open right now. If you call right now, I should be able to get to you before we run out of time. I know sometimes people tell me they try to call in. They're like, man, the phone lines are full. And so maybe you're thinking, you know, I want to call in and say something, but I figure the phone lines are. We've got some phone lines open for you if you call right now. 406-294-0970. Sven in the Flathead Valley, stand by. We'll get to you. Keep buttering your lefse in the meantime, and we'll get to you in just a second. So Nonstop Local, that's the some of the TV stations go by this Nonstop Local moniker. Oh, okay. This was from the Color 8 TV website. The Fort Belknap Indian community has issued a public service announcement to address misinformation circulating about deportation plans targeting tribes in Montana. This is a good statement here. This comes from Jeffrey Stiffarm, president of the Fort Belknap Indian community, who shared a statement to social media. Let me just add, by the way, President Stiffarm was one of the very tribal leaders who, in that Hill news story last August, was going after the Biden administration and the Democrat senator at the time for refusing to provide federal law enforcement resources on our reservations, despite the onslaught of drug cartel-fueled crime and violence. And so President Stiffarm, once again, standing up to some of this BS, it looks like here. Let me go back to the Color 8 story. He said this. In fact, they've got the full statement on their website as well. It reads this: in light of current events, it seems that there are reports being circulated that the Trump administration is targeting tribes located in Montana for deportation. I have been advised directly by Senator Daines that there is no such plan in place. The rumors are unfounded, and there is no need to panic. Please advise others that this is not the case. Thank you for understanding. So, yeah, good statement there from Jeffrey Stiffarm, the president of the Fort Belknap Indian Community. You know, it does make you wonder, doesn't it, that the very people who are sitting here downplaying, who downplayed all the stories about the drug cartels are now overplaying the story about this, right? It's like, okay, why are you guys bending over backwards to try to somehow defend the very illegal aliens in drug cartels who are causing so much harm on these reservations? Why not bend over backwards to defend the people of Montana and actual Native Americans instead of bending over backwards to defend the illegal aliens? It makes you wonder, right? Okay, we've got Sven in the Flathead Valley on the phone lines. Sven, what's on your mind?
Well, I just started calling and giving my two cents worth. I told your director there, I said, you know that Montana filed for a cannon license?
You can get a cannon license in Montana?
Montana's filed for a cannon license.
Oh, really?
It's 1,560 feet long. It'll shoot a 3,000-pound projectile 2,500 miles, in a 3,000-pound projectile 2,500 miles, or a 2,500-pound projectile 3,000 miles. Get my tongue tied here. Anyway, I figure these illegals that are up here that don't want to go, and it costs too much money to fly them home, I think maybe we could just stick them in that cannon in a Lee Iachoki, a rusted out minivan. We could fire them back across the border.
You know, I'll bet somebody in Butte could whip up like an Evel Knievel, you know, jumpsuit to wear too, where you get fired out of the little cannon there. Matthew McDonald, he and Jake Penwell are bringing the Blue Angels back to Montana in 2026 for the Yellowstone International Air Show. He's got a great Evel Knievel style jumpsuit. Maybe he'll offer that up as a loaner. And cannon some of those illegals out of here. All right, Sven, great to hear from you. I just defrosted some lefse last night. So, my diet tune-up is nearly complete. Let's see. Next up, we've got Denise in the Bitterroot. Denise, thanks for the call. Thanks for listening to KMPT. What's on your mind?
Good morning, and welcome back. Good to hear you again on the radio.
Thank you.
We have to wonder exactly where it is we would deport our native neighbors to. I don't think any of them who originally came from the east want to go back there at this point in time. And I just find the whole idea absolutely ludicrous if you think about it for just a minute. Thank you, Aaron, and have a great day.
Yeah, hey, thank you. Well, and also it's another reminder of why we need to go back to the original intent of this whole idea behind birthright citizenship. Some illegal alien or some tourist from China doesn't just get to come to America, give birth to a baby, and then boom, you're an American citizen, and now they have chain migration. That's never what the Constitution was designed for. But it's been twisted in several different ways in order to allow that to happen. That's why I think it's so important that President Trump is making these changes. And so, anyway, we're short on time, or I would explain further. Denise, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. I think we'll have the Joker from X with us tomorrow.